This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Earlier today, lawyers representing the New Hampshire woman who won $560 million playing Powerball asked a judge to let her name be kept secret. They say that revealing her identity will put her safety at risk and invite unwanted attention. The problem is, she has already signed the back of the ticket with her name, and all winning tickets are public record. NHPR's Todd Bookman is following the story, a story that I should mention is getting international attention. Todd, who was in the courtroom today?
Well, the woman who won identified only as Jane Doe. She was not in the courtroom. All we know about her is that she's a longtime New Hampshire resident who values her privacy. There were plenty of national media outlets there, perhaps hoping to catch a glimpse of her. But instead, she had two high-profile New Hampshire lawyers making the case for her. And they made two basic arguments to the judge. First, they say that while Jane Doe followed the Lottery Commission's directions and signed her name on the back of the ticket, they contend that those directions do not make clear that all winners have the option of writing in the name of a trust rather than their own name. That way, the name of the trust becomes public information and not the name of the winner that the trust is, in effect, linked to.
Because all winning tickets, both front and back, are subject to state right-to-know laws.
Exactly. And it is perfectly legal to write in the name of the trust. Her lawyers say she wasn't aware of that, and she should now be allowed to essentially white out her name and write in the trust's name. The second argument her lawyers made is that the right-to-know law itself doesn't really accomplish what the state says it does. Here's tape of attorney Steve Gordon in court. He's making the case that simply disclosing winners' names does little to create the transparency that the Lottery Commission says it does, that it doesn't really reveal the inner workings of the lottery system.
It's a feel-good argument. We want to be transparent. But it really has the substance of cotton candy once you start looking at it in detail.
Cotton candy. Okay. So his contention is that there are other ways to guarantee a fair and transparent jackpot. What did the state say about this?
Well, their position is pretty clear that the rules are the rules. First of all, we can't let people use whiteout or alter their ticket in any way. Doing that immediately voids the ticket, and it's sort of easy to understand why that policy is in place. But second, they say that disclosure has always been a key way to earn the public's trust. Here's the Lottery Commission's executive director, Charlie McIntyre, after the hearing.
We look forward to paying this money over to the winner. We certainly understand and appreciate that she has some issues related to her identity being disclosed. But fundamentally, we have an obligation to follow the laws and rules, just as we ask the winners and the players who buy tickets to follow the laws and rules.
McIntyre added that this winning Powerball ticket right now is the most valuable piece of paper on earth, at least per square inch. It is in everyone's interest that it be handled correctly.
So did the judge decide Jane Doe's fate?
No, the judge is going to take some time and write up a legal opinion on this, an opinion that should Jane Doe lose could be challenged to the state Supreme Court. But in the meantime, both sides say they are working toward an agreement that will allow Jane Doe to cash in her ticket with the money going into a newly created trust. We did learn today that she has already created this trust, which will have the name Good Karma Family Trust of 2018. You can obviously name the trust anything you want. But the winning ticket after it's cashed under this agreement would be held under seal, so temporarily exempt from the state's right-to-know laws until the court issues its final ruling. It's in Jane Doe's interest to collect this money as quickly as possible because of how much interest it would be earning in a savings or other investment account. Her lawyers say with each passing day, she's missing out on roughly $15,000 in interest accrual. To say this is a staggering sum of money is an understatement.
Wow. Okay. Well, Todd, thank you very much for speaking with me about this.
Thank you, Peter.
NHPR's Todd Bookman joining me to talk about New Hampshire's newest half-billionaire and her legal battle to remain anonymous.